to the point. Why does God give us romantic feelings so early compared to the time of life when marriage is appropriate?
Feelings of attraction are, of course, not bad in and of themselves, and ultimately serve a divine purpose in marriage. But why do we have these feelings for so many years before we can appropriately act on them? Well, this life is a test of obedience, and the law of chastity is one of the most important laws to obey. The test gets tougher after puberty, when hormones and a permissive culture are telling us, go, go, go. But the light of Christ and the Holy Ghost, as well as the scriptures, prophets, parents, and leaders, are telling us, wait, wait, wait. As we heed the latter message, we prove our worthiness and show our maturity and moral discipline, which is the consistent exercise of agency to choose the right because it is right, even when it is hard. D. Todd Christofferson, Moral Discipline, Ensign, November 2009, page 105. As with so many tests in life, this one allows us to prove ourselves worthy of the greater blessings to come, including temple sealing for time and all eternity.
Why don't miracles happen today like they did in Christ's time?
The Savior's miracles were divine acts, as well as part of the divine teaching. Healing and other miracles are still found in the church today, though they aren't always dramatic and aren't always spoken of publicly because those who experience them hold them sacred. You may want to look for miracles in your life or the lives of your family members or ancestors. Though we may desire miracles, we should remember that Heavenly Father answers in His time and in His own way. Miracles are part of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They are a sign that faith is on the earth, and they are a gift of the Spirit.
End of the section, To the Point. Read by Kennedy Hawkins, Charlene Stewart, Elder Schultz, and Wes Nelson.